I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes. Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes. Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Herm, it's been a while. How you been?
I've been well. How about you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic, and I appreciate you coming on. So we'll get to the officials in just a second because everyone's talking about the officials. But I want to talk about Chris Jones yesterday. We know how great he is for Kansas City, but he was the most dominant player in that football game up against the Bengals yesterday.
Yeah, no doubt. It was a different situation for the Bengals. The prior week they played in Buffalo, obviously, and the weather had something to do with the pass rush. And the fact that Cincinnati was making 6 yards on first down, so it never got into a game where Burroughs had to go back and hold the football. You know, they ran the ball well, got rid of the ball, never was in harm's way. In Kansas City, it was a different outcome, and you're right. Chris Jones dominated the game, and I thought they did a nice job of moving him around, not only because he's an inside player, but at times he moved it at end, and at the end of the game, he got the sack to close the game out.
With the high ankle sprain that Mahomes had, were you surprised how at times he looked like he was just an absolute robot on the field?
No. There was some concern during the week. I can remember being in studio and people were saying, well, I wonder if he's going to play. I said, are you kidding me? He's going to play. Not only did he play, he played really good. I mean, for a guy that couldn't move, and then obviously the last play he moved well, but I thought he did a nice job in the pocket of just – playing football and being under control, and you know, that's where the baseball comes in. He doesn't have to use his legs as much as some guys, but his arm talent goes without being said.
Herm Edwards here with us. So, all right, let's get to the officials. What did you think of the officials in the AFC title game?
I've always said this thing about officials is they never have a home game. So wherever they're at, regardless of what happens, how it turns out for that team that they walk into the stadium, that's a home team. It's never good if you leave them in a bad way. But there were some calls, obviously, you scratch your head, especially with the electronics they have now where they can actually go down and, you know, stop it from playing. I mean, the Philadelphia deal was one that was interesting. You know, they didn't have a good shot at it, and Philly did a nice job of getting back on the ball and obviously scored on that series of plays.
I think a lot of people in the Eagles game with that play that you're talking about with Devontae Smith, they see Devontae Smith basically imploring the team to get up to the line to spike the ball. A lot of people saying that should have been enough for Kyle Shanahan to just throw the flag. When you see a player on the other team telling his guys, let's go, let's go, let's go, does that make you more inclined as a coach to throw the flag?
You have that tendency to do that, but sometimes, you know, sometimes the players aren't quite sure either. And so, you know, you're hoping you get something from the booth, from those guys that have the eyes down there, because sometimes where you're at as a head coach, you can't see it all. That could be on the far side of the field, could be way away from you. So you're hoping you get a picture of it, but that wasn't the case, and it ended up being a scoring drive for those guys.
Herm Edwards here with us. Getting back to the officiating the AFC title game, when you look at that 3rd and 9 whole play, where then the play plays out, and they said it was called dead, I've never seen anything like that.
You would hope the officials would just get over the ball and don't allow the play to start. I mean, that's the best way to solve it. And, you know, I was in that league for a long time, and I think anytime you're the head official, if you have any concern, the best thing for you to do is just go in there and stop play. And that's what you do. And for some reason, they didn't do that.
What would you say to the young man, Joseph Osai, who had the late hit? It was clearly a foul to me, but he's 22 years old. What advice would you give him as his coach?
Look, I think they have a great football team, and I thought those players, some of them were angry, obviously, and emotion always spills out when a guy gets a penalty in that situation, but I thought the team rallied around him, and, you know, he's going to have to live with that, and that's the hard deal, because the thing you do know about the championship games is that it's final. I mean, if you walk out of those stadiums and you lost, your season has ended. No different than in the regular season. When you don't make the playoffs, your season has ended. And when you get into those games, the championship game, you're one win away from going to a Super Bowl, and you never know if you're going to get back.
With the Burrowhead comments that they had, if you were a coach, did you tell your guys to knock that off? Like, does that play a factor in the game?
That's a part of the, gamesmanship. I think that's always been involved in sports. I grew up a Muhammad Ali fan.
Okay.
So you're talking to the wrong guy, and I played corner, right? I think nowadays, though, because of social media and everything is out there, everything you say is really talked about. And a lot of these players, that's what they do. They can't walk 10 yards without their phone in their hand. They're all reading it. But I think at the end, you got to go play. Words are great, but you got to back them up. That's what I always say. If you're going to say it, back it up.
Herm Edwards, I thought it was funny how much the Kansas City players heard the Cincinnati mayor with what he was saying before the game.
Well, I think, look, we can say that motivated them. I think 0-3 motivated them even more.
Yeah.
They played this team three times, and they've been beat by these guys. And I just think they got tired of hearing that noise because they're an excellent football team, and obviously it was a big win for them.
When you look at Sirianni with the Eagles, that was a hire 2 years ago. He was crushed right after his introductory press conference, and now he's laughing in the Super Bowl. It reminds me a lot like Doug Peterson, because I was in Philly when Doug was hired, and that was not a popular hire.
Well, and look, I played there, and he has won the favor of the fans. And he that personality fits there. He's done a remarkable job, especially with the quarterback. I mean, the quarterback has really transferred his game to a different level. When you think about his ability to throw the ball now, we knew he was a good athlete, a good runner, but his accuracy down the field, getting A.J. Brown helped as well, and, a couple of those other guys. And I just think this football team is going to be around for a while.
And you got to give credit to Howie Roseman, because how many times that guy is counted out? I don't think I've ever seen a GM like have an offseason where he doesn't miss, whether it was Reddick, A.J. Brown, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, even in season. They got Linval Joseph and Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah, done a great job of really collecting players. And understands, I think the key is, what type of team are you trying to build? And I do know this, and this just goes back to my days when I entered there as a rookie in 1977. The one thing the Philadelphia fan wants to see out of their teams, regardless of what team you play for, any sport in the city of Philadelphia, you better play hard and you better be tough. And if you do those things, those fans will respect you. And in football especially, you better play defense if you're a Philadelphia Eagle.
What would you have said, Herm Edwards, to your team at halftime if you were the coach of the 49ers, just with the injuries? We already know they were out two quarterbacks, and they lose Purdy, and then Johnson gets knocked out of the game, and then they have to go back to Purdy.
Well, obviously, they're down one score. And it's not hard for players to figure out. You got to win this thing now defensively, and we got to win it with special teams. And our saying was always this as a coach: if they can't score, they can't win. And they played as hard as they could play that 49er team. And it's a shame that a game of that magnitude, it ended up like that. But here again, you got to take your hat off to them. And our prayers got to go out to Purdy, because it's a lot worse than we anticipated. Obviously, he's going to have surgery. He could be out for 6 months. So now all of a sudden, the quarterback carousel in San Francisco starts. The guy they had, obviously they had high aspirations, got hurt. Jimmy Garoppolo's looking for a place, obviously. And then there's the Captain America, Tom Brady. Does he go back home? So there's going to be a lot of talk about quarterbacks in San Francisco.
And it's crazy how quickly that changes, because headed into that game, it was, okay, Brock Purdy's going to be the starter. Now you're right. I do think this opens back up the door for Tom Brady.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, you can imagine – we'll be talking about it on the Worldwide Leader. We already started today. I was on television today, and it's like, here we go. It never stops, and that's what's so great about the sport of football. As it's year-round now, so we'll have something to talk about.
Herm Edwards here with us. I know going up against your old team, and it's many years removed, it's never easy. But for Andy Reid, not that you need any extra motivation. It's the Super Bowl. Everything goes out the window. But that's a pretty neat storyline with Andy Reid, who was Mr. Eagle. Now with the Chiefs, he's Mr. Chief, and he's going up against his old squad.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I was fortunate enough to be a head coach in that league as well, and went against teams that obviously I coached at, and played. It was Philadelphia with the Jets. We played those guys a couple times. probably the greatest thing for me is when we played the Eagles. You know, generally when the home team, when the visiting team comes into the stadium and they introduce the players, they boo, right? And so I knew I got their respect because when they said my name, the crowd didn't boo. They actually clapped. And I said, that's interesting. Even the players noticed and said, Coach, they didn't boo you. I said, well, you know, been here 10 years. I did some things right for them, so I guess they're still okay with that.
Yeah, after that play at the Meadowlands, I don't think you're ever going to get booed in Philadelphia, Coach.
Yeah, that was one that was, I was in the right place at the right time, obviously.
So the Kelce storyline, too. You got Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce. I can't even imagine what that family's going through.
What do the parents do when they go to the game?
The mother has a split jersey.
Yeah, I mean, this is amazing. You put one quarter, I've opened it. They're going to win regardless, right? It was almost the situation I was in when the 49ers obviously played the Philadelphia Eagles. I was a little bit torn in the fact that John Lynch is the GM, and we're really close. I mean, he's the godfather of my son, and we're the godfather of one of his little girls. So that was a hard game for me, too, to watch.
The Harbaughs, too, going back to a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. It's hard, you know, and it's just that's what makes the game so great. You know, there's a lot of storylines to people that are connected to people. And like you said, Andy's going back to Philly and did a remarkable job there. I can remember Andy when I was my first time with the Chiefs with Marty Schottenheimer and Bill Cowher and Tony Dungy and Bruce Arians. You know, Andy was just getting into it. He was at Missouri. He was well like an assistant coach over there.
Wrap it up with Herm Edwards. What's your first thought on this game 2 weeks out?
This is going to be something. You know, I think that the last time the Chiefs played a defense like Philadelphia was against the 49ers. And I actually, my family, we went to that game. So I saw it live. Now, obviously, it didn't turn out good for the 49ers that day, but the Eagles better beware that this Chiefs team, they get on a roll. They get going, and I think the key is you got to take Kelce out of the mix. I mean, he's the guy. He is always the guy around the ball, always in the red zone. Mahomes and him have some chemistry together. But this Eagle team is pretty good, guys. I mean, they got a good football team.
You being the former coach of the Jets, how realistic do you think it is that they trade for Rodgers this offseason?
That would be interesting. Another Green Bay quarterback coming to the Jets, right? I mean, they have a playoff defense. There's no doubt about that. I know this, the coach, you know, he wants to be similar to the 49ers on offense. He wants to run it. He wants to, you know, do that. And I just think if they get a quarterback, a veteran guy, they're going to be set. They're going to be a hard out.
They got to get someone because defense, you're right, that is a playoff caliber, really good defense. You know how that works. If your defense is showing up each and every week, but the offense isn't, that's how you lose the locker room as a coach.
Well, and it becomes hard. It just becomes hard, you know, when you can't score. But the problem is when you're turning the ball over. You know, that's even more – that even becomes more of a problem because now you're putting the defense in a bad way. So I just think they'll find a solution, and they've got a good football team. But, you know, that AFC has a lot of great quarterbacks, young ones too. It's going to be fun to watch these guys develop over the next couple of years.
Do you think the situation is fixable in New York with Zach Wilson, or has that ship already sailed?
You know, I'm not there. All we hear is things. I don't know how the locker room feels about the guy, and this is where Coach Salas is going to have to really talk to some of those veteran guys and say, hey, look, you know, how do you guys really feel about this guy? The guy is young, and there's a lot of pressure on him. And I think that conversation needs to be had. I think he's had it already. And it'll be interesting here now going forward what they do at that position.
Herm, we appreciate the time. Good to catch up with you. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes. Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.